Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Ichiko Alba makes ambient-infused folk music that feels otherworldly. The Japanese singer-songwriter often takes you there with just a guitar, her voice, and some strings. Alba is also an award-winning film composer and contributed music to the Legend of Zelda video game series. Her new album is called Luminescent Creatures. It was inspired by her travels to the Ryukyu Archipelago. Coming up, a mini-concert with Ichiko Alba, recorded at the Paramount Theater in Denver. Plus, later in the hour, new music from Lana Del Rey. Join us, won't you? This is World Cafe. You can't chase a ghost when it's gone.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A missing Cloquet woman was found dead Sunday. Cloquet police began searching for 62-year-old Jane Corpola and her partner, 64-year-old Daniel Latterall, in late May. Both are vulnerable adults, and there was concern for their mental health and safety. The Aiken County Sheriff's Office found an SUV belonging to Latterall on Sunday in a remote area 2 miles north of Aiken. Investigators found a body nearby believed to be Corpola. Cloquet police found items of clothing belonging to Latterall near the scene during a search Monday. Search efforts are ongoing. Several Minnesota sheriffs and jail medical providers are suing the state over a new law concerning prescription medications for inmates. Chelsea Perkins looked into the lawsuit and has more.
The law requires jails to administer meds to incarcerated people if they were prescribed before they arrived. The complaint argues the law would take away discretion from local providers to determine what's best for the inmates and the situation. The sheriffs say it isn't always possible to confirm someone's prescription in a timely manner, especially because inmates arrive at all hours. Crow Wing County Sheriff Eric Klang is one of the sheriffs in the suit against the Minnesota Department of Corrections. He says they work to obtain medical records and confirm prescriptions as soon as possible. But in the meantime, they need to rely on the medical professionals in the jail and not necessarily take an inmate at their word.
You get somebody that comes in and says, hey, I'm on Ambien, but the guy's under the influence. We have to give them Ambien, you know, and it's like the doctors aren't going to, they don't want to do that, which makes sense because you don't want to mix alcohol and Ambien.
The lawsuit says complying with the law could result in harm or death to inmates and in civil liability for violating their constitutional rights. Not complying, on the other hand, could put a jail's license in jeopardy.
We don't take medicine unless we order the medicine, so we know exactly what it is. It's in a blister pack.
WCCO reports those who helped craft the legislation say the need for reform is because people have suffered serious health consequences without their prescriptions. The law was supposed to take effect on Tuesday, but Attorney General Keith Ellison agreed to postpone until August 1st while the court considers an injunction. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Internet provider Midco says the vast majority of its system is back online following the Bemidji storm. Midco teams identified over 300 damaged locations and say as commercial power is restored, smaller isolated damages to its plant are being repaired. The Midco Foundation also donated $7,000 to the American Red Cross to assist recovery efforts in Bemidji and Jamestown, North Dakota. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union says it has donated $25,000 to recovery efforts. It's also offering a new loan option to support Bemidji and surrounding communities. Home equity disaster relief loans aim to cover a gap in requested funding and what's covered by insurance. The option is available until the end of August and is open to members and non-members. United Way of 1,000 Lakes presented this year's Volunteer of the Year Award last month. Danny Freyer fills us in on the winner.
This year's annual recognition goes to Shannon Antela of Great Tales Animal Rescue. Antela is the co-founder and president of the rescue organization. The volunteer-based shelter works to find permanent homes for stray, abandoned, or surrendered animals in Itasca County. United Way presented the award at their 2025 Community Impact Celebration last month. The other finalists for the award included Anthony Schaller with Itasca County Habitat for Humanity and Madeline Schumann with Grace House, as well as Dorothy Duquette with the Boys and Girls Club of Grand Rapids and Greenway. Danny Frere, KAXE News.
The Superior National Forest Resource Advisory Committee will make funding recommendations at its upcoming meeting. The committee will consider Title II project proposals. These funds are distributed as grants for protection, restoration, and enhancement of fish and wildlife habitat, or for other natural resource projects that would benefit federally managed land. The committee will meet virtually at 1 p.m. Monday. Find more information at kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Today, you are in for a treat. There is something incredibly delicate, yet steadfast, about the songs of our guest. For the last 15 years, Ichiko Alba has made otherworldly folk music that's heavily inspired by nature. The Japanese singer-songwriter has composed film soundtracks and even contributed music to the Legend of Zelda video game series. She traveled to the Ryukyu Archipelago to capture field recordings for her latest album, Luminescent Creatures. Ichiko Alba joins us today for a mini-concert recorded at the Paramount Theater in Denver, playing songs from throughout her catalog. Let's start with the song Kokoro no Sekai, which translates to Realm of the Heart. It's Ichiko Alba on World Cafe.
Thank you. 愛しくて、その
Stunningly beautiful. That is Ichiko Aoba, recorded live at the Paramount Theater in Denver, performance of Aurora. It's from her latest album, Luminescent Creatures. Thanks so much to Ichiko Aoba and also Lily Wen for recording and mixing the set. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. That was really cool. Glad we got to do that. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Stephen Kaleo, contributing host. Ichiko Aoba in performance, Luminescent Creatures, available now. If you're looking for some otherworldly ambient folk, highly suggest you check it out. And that mini concert available at worldcafe.org. We're checking out. And don't forget, our Sense of Place series for Italy is up now in its entirety. That's at the website as well. Let's whistle, if you can. Peter Bjorn and John with Young Folks.
I get a shot right through into a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find, living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of a fool won't set you free, but that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows. And every day my confusion grows. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. I feel fine and I feel good. I feel like I never should. Whenever I get this way, I just don't know what to say. Why can't we be ourselves like we were yesterday? I'm not sure what this could mean. I don't think you're what you seem. I do admit to myself that if I hurt someone else, then I'll never see just what we're meant to be. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. Every time I see you falling, I'll get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say.
Great one-hit wonder, a cover of New Order's Bizarre Love Triangle. It's Frente. A lot of people think Frente is the voice that you were hearing. I certainly thought so, but Frente is actually Angie Hart, a member of the Australian trio Frente. It's a band name, not a person name. I feel better knowing that. How about you? Here's new music from Lana Del Rey. Henry, come on.
Explaining
driving, but yesterday I heard God say you were born to be the one to hold the hand of the man who flies too close to the sun. Singers and their lonely rides to Houston doesn't really make for the best.
You know, settle down, darling.
One time I talked to Paul Weller and we couldn't run the interview because there were a lot of bird sounds in the background. I tried to argue we were at an arboretum. They wouldn't have it. My ever-changing moods from Paul's band, The Style Council. Stay close. We've got new music from Saint Etienne on the way when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo. After 35 years, trip-hop and indie pioneer Saint Etienne calling it a career. They're not breaking up. They're just saying they're going out with a bang on this, their final studio album, which is called International. Here is the first single from it, Glad. New music from Saint Etienne.
Thank you. closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. From some other beginning's end.
You are listening to World Cafe.
Are we human, or are answer. My sign is vital. My hands are cold. Gotta let me know, are we human, or are we dancer? My sign is vital, my hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human, or are we dancer?
Yeah, like you, and feel, whoa, whoa.
The album is 13 Tales from Urban Bohemia, and it is one of my favorites. Bohemian Like You from the Dandy Warhols, putting the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. Once again, thanks to our mini concert guest, Ichiko Alba. If you missed it, you can find it at worldcafe.org. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And by Columbia Records, with Barbara Streisand's new album, The Secret of Life, Partners, Volume 2, featuring 11 duets with Paul McCartney, Ariana Grande, Bob Dylan, James Taylor, Hozier, and others. Available where music is sold.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I am Kaleo. Coming up this hour, new music from Alex G.
Let me run.
After his last record, God Save the Animals, I was all in, and this single